Welcome back, everybody, with Joe Ruprecht. This is Blind Justice. I'm sitting here with my special guest, Jeff Wasden. And Jeff is here to talk today about a ballot initiative called Yes on 1A campaign. And what it is that in the County of Douglas, they are hoping to open it up to the people to allow for a third term for the sheriff, the elected office of sheriff. Right now, it's at a two-term max. And what Jeff is here saying, and it's a great point, and I want people to understand both sides of the issues. I'm hoping, as my listening audience, I'm very confident in the fact you guys are very open-minded. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be in my listening audience. but I think it's very important that we hit both sides of this. And Jeff's made some amazing points that this isn't about a free ticket. This isn't about a free ride. That this is just about the opportunity for somebody who's already served 2 years to make his case to the people to go ahead and be elected a third term. On the opposite side of that, I have concerns, as many citizens do, as many constituents do, that there's room for abuse, that, you know, innate to retaining that type of talent, you can stagnate. It can become more of a political office than a public service office. And then that really serves no one's interests except a select few instead of the mass majority. So we're just talking about this. And now you had indicated that this initiative has the support of Mr. Kaufman and Frank McNulty. And how, if I can ask, how have they become involved in what exactly is their position? Because actually, off air, guys, we were talking about this is not a political issue. This isn't a right-left issue. You know, this is a people issue, a citizen issue, and a public service issue. So, but how did they come to?
It is a very nonpartisan issue. And again, the sheriff serves everybody, every resident, every person within Douglas County. And we've tried to keep it that way. And we've got support within the unaffiliateds and the D's and the other parties, and along with the Republican Party. People think it's partisan because down in Douglas, we are a Republican county, and mm-hmm. and when you go to get the endorsements of elected officials, they happen to have an R after their name. So
right.
it's coincidental, but not necessarily by design. Congressman Kaufman, and if you pick up your hub this morning or Google that online through the Denver Post, you saw a picture of him wearing his sheriff. Yes on 1A badge this morning.
Oh, I didn't see that.
A great article from Congressman Kaufman in your hub today. Mm-hmm. Yes, Speaker McNulty, Representative Holbert, Representative Murray, Mayor of Castle Pines, Mayor of Parker, Mayor of Lone Tree, Highlands Ranch Chamber, Lone Tree Chamber, Castle Pines Chamber, South Metro Denver Chamber, mm-hmm. City Council folks, former elected officials, just received the endorsement of Sharon Jones, our absolutely wonderful former treasurer here in Douglas County, who's experiencing some health issues, and our hearts and prayers go out to Sharon. But there's a reason why, and I think they understand it and come at it from a couple of different issues. Number one, they understand that when term limits were set, that somebody arbitrarily decided that 2 4-year terms was the right answer. Mm-hmm. And I've had that discussion actually this morning in talking with a couple people at the Rotary group I was at this morning. If they had set that in 1994 at 4 4-year terms, and we determined that was too long and we're coming back to 3 4-year terms, what would be the discussion at that point? And fortunately, in 94, we said, hey, 2 4-year terms is the right answer. We need to get this set in there and limit everybody. What people are finding out is, unfortunately, when people hit their best rides, when they're most effective, is after they've come acclimated to the office, they've built their rapport up, they've built the trust up, they're understanding the roles of the organization, and they become effective, and they work with other organizations and groups and task forces, and they hit their stride, and that's when we're turning them out the door. I can speak very clearly to this, that Representative Holbert, for example, is a fan of term limits, and the same thing that you say. What he's understood in talking with people is that 4-year terms, 2 of those, is not the right number. Mm-hmm. That he likes term limits, and for all the same reasons you've mentioned, but right. he thinks that 3 4-year terms is a better benchmark of years of service to avoid that and still keep and maintain term limits with 1A does. And I want to make sure that people understand that. There still will be term limits if you're a big proponent and a big fan of that. What this does is try and establish that rate, that year, that time of service at a more appropriate number of years so you can continue to be effective and then avoid any of those other issues or challenges that you or other people may have or those concerns. And so this seems to be the right number of years in most people's minds to get in and serve. When you look at those within the sheriff's department, the 700 plus men and women that put on the uniform and the badge and the gun that go out and serve and protect us every year, 12 years would give them, for most people, two sheriffs to work under. So they wouldn't have to go through that third transition potentially, as long as you had that right sheriff that served both two 12-year terms in their career, their life. Again, they are one-term elected officials, and they do have to stand for that. That's the same today. If this passes, there's no guarantee that Sheriff Weaver will win, that he will run. Mm-hmm. I think certainly people understand and appreciate the fact we do have the best sheriff in the United States, bar none, and I think that's it makes it, our job a whole lot easier. Mm-hmm. But this isn't about Sheriff Weaver. It's about the next sheriff that comes after those, and what is appropriate and what is the right term of service for them to be able to serve.
And most importantly, what's important for those they're serving. I mean, that's really, so when it comes to that, now you'd made a couple of points about there's statutorily mandated training, that there's an investment that's made into every elected official.
And only some offices, believe it or not, have to go through that mandated training. Mm-hmm. And the sheriff happens to be one of those. If you were elected clerk or recorder today, yes, they have certain requirements and they go to workshops and they get that training and stuff, but it's not a statutorily driven requirement that we invest in that sheriff, for mm-hmm. example, that they have to, and then the ongoing training. So there is a potential, even if you're looking at these rough economic times and being in a fiscally conservative county, that yes, there could be potential cost savings, but I think that's just a side benefit to the great idea, the right idea, the sound idea of just giving you that opportunity and that right to determine who you want to serve. So yeah, there could be cost savings. That's great. I think that's important for people to understand that this doesn't cost them anything is really the point we're making, but it gives you that opportunity and that right. When 90% of Colorado has gone back in there for this particular office and done what we're trying to do, we're one of only six counties left that haven't done this, mm-hmm. and you talk to those sheriffs, and again, you talk to those people in those departments, the difference between a sheriff and a police office or a police chief isn't as great as people there, but there are very big differences.
Well, can you go ahead and speak to that? Because I think that's really important. Unfortunately, just in the metro area, whenever anything goes wrong within a department, you know, it's the chief that takes the hit. And many times, you know, it's an unwarranted hit, but nonetheless, that's what comes with the job. So how is it that a sheriff is, and I know it seems like a basic question, but many people don't know the answer. How is it that a sheriff is different than a police chief?
The police chiefs have a little bit different roles and responsibilities. Certainly the sheriff runs the county jail, which is a big differentiation point between those. They're both in public safety. They both do amazing jobs in keeping their streets, their communities safe. The police chiefs, though, are appointed by city council primarily at the will and serve at that will until there's a job performance issue or until they retire. Okay. In other words, a police chief can serve 20, 30 years in that office as long as they're doing a good job. Mm-hmm. So you've got a sheriff, unfortunately, that we put that investment, that time, that's a professional person that's been trained, that's had their blood, sweat, and tears put behind protecting communities.
On a county level.
At the county level, and after 8 years, they're termed out. When they're looking across at the police chief in Castle Rock or Parker or Lone Tree that continues to serve 9, 10, 12, 15, 20 plus years. And I think people are starting to say it doesn't make a lot of sense that that person, as long as they're doing a good job, continues to serve. Mm-hmm. And the sheriff, unfortunately, who's doing the same line of work with some additional responsibilities or different responsibilities, if you word it that way, is termed out by a calendar right now. So
now let's take, you know, what's really important too is that in 1994, this was voted in terms of the two-term limit. And here we are, you know, we're in 2011, and Douglas County has undergone amazing growth. And that being the case, I mean, this has to have affected also the need for this third term. When you have, it's, you know, Douglas County has grown. Do you have a stat for that at all in terms of how much it's grown since 1994?
Well, I know that, for example, you know, we are now pushing 300,000 plus people in the county, mm-hmm. Because Highlands Ranch being on their board and
oh, yeah.
that community, I understand that that there's 95,000 folks there, that the sheriff's office is the police department for them. We do not have a police department in Highlands Ranch. We're patrolled and protected and served by the sheriff of Douglas County, which is part of the other reason I got to know and work with them over those previous years with my board experience, because that is our law enforcement. So they have an amazing job, an amazing task, and work with so many of those fine police chiefs that are in currently positions within, you know, the Douglas County. But yeah, the growth is certainly here. The crime, what happens being on a corridor with I-25, C-470, you get people that come into here because of the wealth in Douglas County. There's a lot of responsibilities, and our kind of mantra is, hey, we want the best guy, not the next guy.
And to get that continuity in there, because more is at stake. So when we come back, though, Jeff, we'll keep talking about this. We need to take a quick break. This is Joe Ruprecht with Blind Justice.